ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
He doesn't know where he is.
Damn it. How do you interrupt Jerome Howard, Curly Howard, the famed Three Stooges? How do you interrupt him? I apologize from the grave. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. And for the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. There's a whole lot of platforms. And, of course, my website, RingTalk.com as well. You can listen to the show, which comes to you live from the studios here in lovely San Francisco, California. Well, UFC 148, that is the date, July 7th. Circle that date on your calendar, of course. Chael Sonnen, trying to get back the magic that he had in 2010. Of course, when he almost beat Anderson Silva over at the Oakland Coliseum in the UFC event. He came within a couple of minutes. He was into the fifth round. He had won four straight rounds, 4 or 5 minute rounds over the man that everybody thought was unbeaten or the best or the, you know, the pound for pound king in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm talking about Anderson Silva. Then that Chael Sonnen fight happened and people started to question him afterwards. Well, guess what? He gets another shot at Chael Sonnen Saturday, July 7th on pay-per-view. Of course, the fights will start on Facebook at 4 p.m. Pacific time. They'll switch to FX at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 7 p.m., it goes down. I'm talking about the main event on pay-per-view, UFC 148. Of course, Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz. And the third fight on the card, and this will be Tito's finale. Say goodbye, Tito, to the world of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 or twitter.com/ringtalk.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a rock hard weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
This summer, enjoy a cool breeze with decorative Hunter ceiling fans, now 20% off at Lowe's. With a wide variety of in-store fans to choose from, you'll be sure to find one that's perfect for your home. And right now at Lowe's, you can take advantage of 10% off all major appliances, $299 or more. Plus, get free next-day delivery and haul-away. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out this summer. Lowe's, never stop improving. Ceiling fan offer valid through 7/8. Special order models are excluded. Appliance offer valid through 7/2. See store for details.
Round number one, skin number three. Oh! He catches Ray with a shot. Ray ties him up. Kimbo the aggressive. Tries to grab Ray and drag him down the gamble. He is wild. Ray is going to get past this early Fury. Look at Kimbo with the Muay Thai kicks. He's got it all. Ray trying to line up a shot and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm.
Yeah, the short range punch is hammering in. First is going to have to get back to arms like to be what to be in his comfort zone now. Muay Thai clutches solid knees for the midsection. Kimbo narrowly reversal. Now lining up with boxing combinations. Who could have thought that this would have happened? Mercer laying against the cage, eating blow after blow, elbow, body shot, and now a double leg takedown, and it's back on the ground.
Well, he's got him clinched up, though. Ray's got a lot of power. He's got him in a headlock, but you see the way Kimbo was able to break that. He's so strong. He's actually got him in side control. How about this? He runs the canvas, and Ray's on top now. Look at this stuff.
Who would have said it would be Kimbo on the back with Ray Mercer in his guard? Kimbo the tapping out. Guillotine choke. Tap out win for Kimbo.
Just like that, he caught him in the guillotine. And before he could stun, we wouldn't believe it would have ended in a guillotine chokehold. But he caught Ray. And this Kimbo up on the cage.
This crowd going insane. Kimbo climbing to the top of the cage like King Kong. On the top of the Empire State Building, Mixed Martial Arts World, Kimbo has given his notice. He's here, and he needs to stick around.
Back when that street thug, Kimbo Slice, was a bit of a ratings phenomenon, that's no longer the case. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. I got to bring this up, okay? Before I go to UFC 148, I have to bring this, of course. This is International Fight Week coming up, things like that in Las Vegas. Of course, the 6th and the 7th of the Fan Expo at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the UFC brings out all their stars. And I mean all their stars, their non-stars. Everybody in the company will be there for this convention. They're going to hold it once yearly now in this first or second week of July. They're going to try to get it close to July 4th. And that's the intention of the Las Vegas Tourist and Visitors Authority and, of course, the UFC, which their parent company, Zuffa Sports, they've entered into this agreement. So they're going to do this once a year. This Fan Expo, this like UFC Super Bowl, is going to be now in July in Las Vegas. Of course, UFC 148 coming up. That'll be on June the 3rd. Take that back, July 7th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But I wanted to bring this up before I went to what I just went to, UFC 148, is Ric Flair. Remember Ric Flair? I mean, he does the best stand-ups, former professional wrestler, now just like a TV stooge. You know, they bring him in and he does goofy things and basically does his lip work and all that kind of good stuff. Talks a good game, but at 63, you really can't fight a good game anymore. I mean, come on, let's be honest. He's 63. And all the bumps and bruises and stuff that he took in that physical career that he's had since he's been 17 years old. So a lot of pain has been inflicted on Ric Flair. But none more than his current wife, his second wife, I think, or his second or third wife, forget which one it is, ran out of numbers with him because he went through a couple quick divorces. But Jackie Beams, she punched him in the face about 2 years ago, okay? Got blood, and the stepdaughter called the 911, and I remember listening to the 911 call, and she was saying, "My mother's beating up my stepfather. My mother is beating up my stepfather." Well, the stepfather was Ric Flair. And the stepmother, or the mother, is Jackie Beams. Jacqueline Beams is the one whooping all this butt on Ric Flair. But the bottom line is, I've had Ric on the show in the past, and I met him a couple different times. I just couldn't imagine him getting punched in the face by his wife, not twice anyway, but he did. And, of course, that's the story of a lot of guys. I mean, they're tough guys, and they take a lot of smack, but let's be honest, in this world of political correctness, you can't grab anybody by the arm, let alone punch them if you're a man against a woman. But a woman against a man, it'll happen. It can still happen. I was a former policeman, saw a lot of domestic violence, only saw one woman go to jail in that time, saw a lot of men go to jail in that time, though. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. And, of course, as I said, next Saturday, it is all going down. I'm talking about UFC 148, Fan Expo, July 6th and 7th. But, of course, the UFC 148 card capping off the International Fight Week in Las Vegas, which sort of, I guess, officially begins on Wednesday, July 4th. But the bottom line is they're going to have a multitude of smaller MMA cards around. They'll have the UFC convention, the Fan Expo, of course, going July 6th and 7th at the Mandalay Bay. Then they got the fight. But the Fan Expo, if you're an ultimate, if you even look at, nobody can afford those kind of tickets. I'm the first one to say that. I think they're charging like $1,200 because they thought this was going to be a super-duper, absolutely incredibly nitroglycerin type of card when it was originally announced. But injuries and things like that have cut the star value a little bit. I mean, Anderson Silva's no hobo, and Kung Lee's in the special attraction. Of course, that'll be on television. Kung Lee taking on Patrick Coate. Of course, Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin going at it for the third time. And it's 1-1, so who's going to win the third fight, the rubber fight? It is Ortiz's finale. 13 years in the world of mixed martial arts. You remember I had him on the show back when he was a baby, when this sport was a baby, when people didn't know what MMA was, when people had no idea what the UFC was. I remember bringing up MMA and the UFC back around the Royce Gracie days, 93, 94, when the UFC started to get some play on cable television here in the United States, but I think it was on a pay-per-view basis at that point in time. But you got to watch these tournaments, these one-night tournaments, and the UFC has evolved, of course, into a real sport. But you would see these tournaments where guys would just go out and fight until they won. I mean, there were no bells. There were hardly any weight divisions. I kid you not. The ultimate, it was crazy. Royce Gracie was getting those guys up in that Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and he was like breaking arms and legs and snapping guys all over the kind of place, and he was only like 190 pounds. Could he compete today? Could he compete with a Brock Lesnar? Could he compete with a Cain Velasquez? Could he compete with Junior Dos Santos, a current UFC heavyweight champion? Heck no! Couldn't do it. Doesn't have the complete game. I mean, you've got to do the stand-up now. You've got to be able to fight on the ground. You've got to wrestle. I mean, all these fighters are learning all these different components of fighting now. First of all, I remember when UFC first broke out, as I said, with Gracie doing the Brazilian jiu-jitsu type of thing. Then they got some bigger guys in there, and they started bouncing Gracie around. And then guys would develop a little stand-up technique as far as boxing is concerned. And that's what's really important. If you could teach MMA fighters how to box, how to get leverage on their punches instead of throwing arm punches, they'd be scoring knockouts quicker than they already do. And they'd be scoring them more often, okay? But they don't know what they're doing. They don't have their boxing fundamentals down. Somehow, in a lot of training camps, I'm not going to go across the country and cap on any one camp in particular, okay? But they don't have a boxing coach. And you need to teach these MMA students, these up-and-coming fighters, even the upper echelon fighters, on how to throw a punch. And there's a correct way to throw a punch. Jeff Mayweather knows how to throw a punch correctly. Of course, he's a trainer. Emmanuel Stewart, obviously, the great gold father who we had on in our boxing hour, he knows how to throw a punch right. I know how to throw a punch right. You pivot. You turn your elbows, your arm. It's like turning a doorknob when your hand ends up in that straight position, okay? But a lot of guys don't know that, and they're throwing arm punches, and they're throwing punches that really don't mean nothing. You know, and the bottom line is, I think Howard Davis, another one of the great trainers, he's crossed over to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, he was the 1976 Olympic gold medalist in boxing, and then, of course, he was the MVP of the Olympics, the only guy truly of that ilk that did not win a world title, although I thought he was burned in a 12-round decision against Edwin Rosario when he got dropped in the 12th round. But there aren't too many boxing guys going over to train these MMA guys. And that's what's missing in a lot of MMA fighters' games, the stand-up. They do not know how to deal with the stand-up. Junior Dos Santos, of course, the UFC heavyweight champion, the guy that was on the show about 4 or 5 weeks ago on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right? Of course, every Saturday, right here at noon Pacific time, we are the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we start the show off at 11 a.m. Pacific time with Ring Talk Live Boxing, the boxing hour. Then we go to the MMA hour. And then Sunday, we've got an entirely different show. I mean, an entirely different show. We have the entire weekend wrap. And that's where we get into results. We get into next week's fights. I mean, we get into it all. We got the skinny from Saturday night. We give it to you Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But UFC 147, the big rematch. Anderson Silva at 185 pounds, defending his title, of course, against Chael Sonnen. What kind of fight will that be? Can Chael Sonnen own Anderson Silva like he did the first time? Or will Silva just get instant revenge? I don't think so. I think Chael Sonnen is one rough, tough customer. Okay, and the bottom line is, you know, Silva's a talented guy, but I think Silva's been put in there with guys that he's ready to suffer that Roy Jones era. You know, once you get knocked out, or the Chuck Liddell era, once you get knocked out, I think he's approaching that level, that once his chin gets hit, he's never going to be the same. And I think that Chael Sonnen will press him on the ground and the stand-up. He'll ground him, pound him, and he'll try to do the stand-up as well. He'll try to do everything he can to beat Anderson Silva like he almost did in October, I believe, of 2008 at the Oakland Coliseum. Of course, Sonnen being suspended a year afterwards for a higher level of testosterone. Of course, he's been granted testosterone replacement therapy by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So I don't know how you feel about that, but, you know, if I'm fighting a guy and he's taking I don't know. Think about that. Guy's taking testosterone, which is the main, you know, fuel as far as athletics is concerned, and he's taking supplements and they're being authorized by the doctor. You know, and the UFC's going for it, and now the Nevada State Athletic Commission is going for it. I think he's like the seventh fighter that's been approved for that. So, will there be a rush on fighters looking to get approved for testosterone replacement therapy? Probably so. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Coming up the next, the King, Kyle Kingsbury on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Main event of Dynamite USA is underway. Brock Lesnar's much anticipated MMA debut against Minsoo Kim, and Lesnar secures the early takedown.
This is actually where Minsoo Kim wants to be. This is his only shot, really. Hope to catch Lesnar or something.
And Lesnar already unleashing a series of right hands. But you're right, but look at Lesnar smothering him. The NCAA heavyweight champion, Minsoo Kim. Probably thinks the
like
weight of the world
Brock,
is on him right now.
Right now, Brock has just got to breathe. Look how easily he's passing this guard, guys.
And actually technically he did it very well.
Yes,
also.
He did.
Still in half guard, however, and now he'll try to pull that right leg up. But he's content to just start pounding him underneath the arm, over top of the arm. Brock Lesnar definitely in his comfort zone here on the ground against Minsoo Kim.
Tell you what, though, guys, he looks like he's been wrestling for ages. He just can't get too high here. That's the one thing when you get them out, if you get too high.
Well, the one thing with Brock is, you know, the center of gravity, man. So he's been there for years. He's done stuff like that. So
Minsoo Kim trying to keep him in his top.
That's it.
Eating him.
Yeah.
That's it. And yeah. Excited here at ringside. Brock Lesnar.
Darkest of night, the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC owns the world of mixed martial arts. Zuffa Sports, the parent company, owns both the UFC and, of course, Strikeforce, the preeminent two MMA leagues. Of course, Bellator is number three, and they're going to Spike TV next year. And, of course, there's also a plan now. The plan is in place to go back to taping The Ultimate Fighter, because this year they tried to do it live, and the numbers were down. They were significantly down. There wasn't enough story to it. You know, back in the day when USC was drawing 1.5, 1.6 million viewers, I'm talking about the Ultimate Fighter show on Spike TV, they were doing so because the series was taped. There was a lot of story to tell. They'd go into depth on each fighter and things like that. And with competitors getting eliminated week after week, you just don't know what's going to happen in a live show. And I think that made for a bit of a, you know, not so climactic ending. But the bottom line is, next season, which I think they're going to start taping in about 6 weeks, of course, that'll be on FX cable, and that will be taped. They're going to tape that, and it's like a 5 or 6 week period, and then they'll run it, I think, in January. So the bottom line is, the UFC going back to tape. The live version of The Ultimate Fighter was not a success. The ratings prove that, and now they're going back to the old school type of thing. Speaking of old school, the UFC runs the entire week, of course. The 4th of July weekend begins July 4th, obviously, with the UFC International Fight Night kickoff party. That'll be in the Fremont Street Experience downtown. That's downtown Vegas, okay? Then Thursday, they've got the UFC Open Workouts. They got the pool party going on with Octagon girls and UFC fighters. Then they got the pub crawl from 6 to 8 p.m., I mean, just on July 5th, Thursday. So this is the schedule the UFC has set out for its fans. The UFC Fan Expo, that opens 10 a.m. Friday, July 6th. Of course, the Octagon Nation truck, they're going to have a truck pull, and then the UFC 148 weigh-in's going to go on at 4 o'clock. And, of course, the first Friday night art night, that's going to go down from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's at the Cabana Suites and the Foundation at the El Cortez Hotel. And the Stephen Bonner Studio, there's going to be Garrett's Fight Night Gallery, presented by Stephen Bonner. Of course, he's an artist and a MMA fighter, MMA fighter of note, no question about that, light heavyweight. This is all like at the Mandalay Bay. And then they're going to have the fight at the MGM Grand. So isn't that weird? Where the Mandalay Bay and the MGM Grand, they're one and the same. They're owned by the same companies. So, you know, basically, if you talk to the VP at one joint, you talk to the VP at the other joint, okay? Or the director of operations. If he is, he's for both. And they do this up. They split it up. They split up the gate. They split up the house. I mean, because the Mandalay Bay is going to get all kinds of action, both Friday and Saturday, obviously, with this UFC Fan Expo, okay? And then, of course, the MGM Grand is going to be almost sold out, or pretty close. I figure they'll do about 13,000 people, which is not bad. They'll probably do 13,000 people. I think they may have to paper the house to get to that, because I think the tickets that were originally set out were for another card. And, you know, I mean, all with due respect to Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen, Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz and Kung Lee and Mr. Coat. I don't know if I'd want to pay $1,200 to sit cage side for that. Besides, I keep telling you, these cage side seats are the worst in the house. They're the worst in the house if you're an MMA fan. Believe me, I know. They've sat me in the front row, okay? And you look it through the wire, look at the cage, and it ends up driving you crazy. It's batty. It's terrible. You end up looking up at the light, the television screen the entire time. It's a televised fight, even when you go see it live, unless you sit in an elevated, like first or second row elevated ringside where you actually still see the action and it's not obstructed by the cage, or unless they're, you know. But the bottom line is, I think they need to go to a plastic octagon. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Nobody is listening, but they need to go to an absolutely clear octagon. Find some type of hard plastic that these 300, 400 pound fighters will not be going through, okay? Because that's what they are combined, especially when they're running. So I wouldn't want to see them go through the plastic and get hurt. Okay, maybe we could find some, I don't know. But the bottom line is that science is a marvel in 2012. And you think we'd come up with a different way to watch MMA. Because I enjoyed the ring. And the ring, of course, was used by the Pride Fighting Championships over in Japan. That's before the UFC ever came to light. I mean, Pride was it. UFC was like AAA baseball compared to the Major League Baseball level. Then things changed hands. Then Pride got in some trouble. Pride got hooked up with the Yakuza. That is the Japanese mafia, okay? Once they got involved, the big TV deals, I mean, they had huge TV deals, multi-million dollar TV deals, okay? They went dead. They couldn't get their events on TV. If you can't get your events on TV, you're out of business. You really are. I mean, no matter what form you've got, if you can't get your events on TV, you're history. That's why Bellator is going to strike it rich next year when they go to Spike TV. I think that's going to start the 6th or the 13th, I forget which day the actual date is, but King Mo is supposed to be on that card. King Mo, of course, formerly of the UFC, signed up by Bellator. I take that back. Formerly of Strikeforce, now signed up by Bellator. Of course, the Bellator seasons, they do a good thing with their little system is that they have tournaments, and they air each segment of this tournament on a Friday night on MTV2. They'll be going, of course, to Spike TV. I don't know if they want to change their night. You know, maybe they might want to change their night. Friday nights is not the ideal night. Saturday nights, yeah, everybody will sit around and watch mixed martial arts, I think. You know, it's the get-together night for the friends, the family, maybe even some foes, okay? But Friday night, that's really not a good night to be on TV. But right now they're on MTV2, the Bellator Fighting Championships, or were. They just concluded, I believe, their sixth season. So with Bjorn Rebney as the CEO, the company's doing well. They're doing fantastic, okay? But what they're doing is they're taking their events to different casinos across the country, and they're getting the casinos to buy the event from them. So they don't have to sell tickets. They don't have to do anything. It's up to the casino, which is a genius move. It's been pulled off for years by boxing promoters. And now Bjorn Rebney is doing the same thing with the Bellator Fighting Championships. With this tournament style, they start out with a bunch of guys or girls, because they do have females fighting in Bellator. In fact, some of the greatest fights I ever saw as far as women's mixed martial arts concerned was on Bellator. And speaking of women's mixed martial arts, of course, the queen returns. I'm talking about, that's right, Ronda Rousey, August 18th on Showtime. I've been trying to get Ronda on the show, and they tell me another couple of weeks, so say the UFC people, and we will get Ronda Rousey live on the show. I'm looking forward to that because not only is she the bomb to look at, I mean, she's an amazingly beautiful woman. She's like, rough as nails. She's like the sunny. She's like Brock Lesnar. I kid you not. That's how rough she is. She spars with the guys. she beats up a lot of the guys. She only weighs like, I think, 135, 145 pounds. The bottom line is she's one bad chick, okay? And I think she's the queen of mixed martial arts. I think she's the fastest growing star in the world of mixed martial arts. And people say, Pedro, why are you overly hyping this girl? I'm not overly hyping her. Her credentials are solid. Two-time Pan-American champion, 2004 Olympic medalist. I mean, she's done her time, man. Now is her time. Okay, she needs to get on Fox TV, be in the main event, all-female main event on Fox TV. That's the way the UFC should go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is a bad spot to be in. 2 minutes left.
Going for the rear naked. He rolls him over. Uh-oh. Randleman.
Oh, he's got the figure four body lock.
And Lacy's
got
trouble.
Him locked.
In a lot of trouble. Can Kevin Randleman get out of this?
Let's go!
Randleman holding on.
This is how Gracie finished Kondo in his last fight. Props to Randleman at 38, desperately trying to save his career.
Randleman is keeping that arm from being underneath his chin, but the moment it slides underneath his chin, Kevin Randleman's in a world of trouble here. The one thing he can do is he can wrestle to put his back on the mat. If he puts his back on the mat, Gracie cannot be on his back choking him.
And again, well, how much difficulty he's used to training with the gi, it looks like he is having. And again, Randleman, great job of defending, but Gracie with the gi, not with the gi in mixed martial arts.
Well, it's hard to do, and plus, look how long his arms are. That's a long arm him to get underneath that chin. Randleman is just swimming the chin around and keeping it from getting underneath.
Very impressed with Randleman's submission defense. In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win. And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the sounds of the Magnificent Seven. Speaking of the magnificent ones, how about these MMA fighters that are up for ESPYs? I kid you not. Of course, UFC 142, the shocker of the year, Bob Boom, Edson Barboza, that one-kick knockout of Terry Eatum. I mean, that is like up for like event, crazy event of the year as far as ESPYs are concerned. Other UFC fighters that are nominated for ESPYs are Kyle Maynard, John Jones, of course, the world light heavyweight champion, been in the news a bit lately. I want to say hello to him back there listening in Atlanta, GA on 3WE, of course, 1100 AM. Of course, and Anderson Silva up for an ESPY as well. I don't know. You know, there are probably some guys more deserving. I think that Junior Dos Santos should be up for an ESPY. I think that the fact that the UFC heavyweight champion has annihilated his opposition like he has. I mean, he's to steal a line from Cassius Clay, he's knocking out all bums. And these guys aren't bums. These are the best that MMA has to offer. And he's knocking them out. He's knocking him dead. He knocked out Cain Velasquez. Holy cow. I mean, just think about that. Cain Velasquez knocked out Brock Lesnar. He was a man to beat the man. Okay, and of course, he beats Frank Mir a month ago, defending the World Heavyweight Championship. Okay, the next fight would be against Cain Velasquez. Okay, they don't know when that's going to happen. They're originally talking about October, then it was November, and then they said, well, maybe we'll put it in Macau, maybe we'll put it in Rio de Janeiro. We don't know really where we're going to put it, but they're not going to put it in San Jose, California. Okay? For some reason, San Jose has not turned out in the manner in which they used to. Maybe it's because there are no local stars anymore, but back in the days when Strikeforce was king, Strikeforce, the number two company, of course, of Zuffa Sports, USC is the number one company. USC is worth about $1 billion. Strikeforce worth about $34 million. Okay, at least that's what I'm told that the UFC paid for Strikeforce, for the rights of Strikeforce and the rights to all their fighters. Currently, they have a two-year deal with Showtime, which sort of prohibits the fighters of Strikeforce to step up to the plate. I mean, because right now the plate is Fox TV or a UFC pay-per-view. And that's why I think they've got to get the aforementioned Ronda Rousey on TV. She will attract more women to the game. I mean, women will turn out in droves. There will be girl fight night parties. If she gets back, I'm telling you, if this girl is given a chance on primetime television, okay, she will generate an entire new generation of MMA fans. Yeah, I know there's a lot of fine-looking chicks when you go to UFC events. No question about it, okay? But there's a certain element that's not into female fighting at all. I think Ronda, with her femininity, I mean, she doesn't look like a girl that needs a shave at 4 o'clock, all muscle-bound and all steroided out and that kind of stuff. No, I wasn't talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, but I could have been. Anyway, the bottom line is she's beautiful. She can fight. Okay, she'll be on Showtime August 18th in the main event against Sarah Kaufman. Sarah Kaufman, very tough young lady, but no match for the queen. And that's what I'm calling now, the queen of MMA. She's only 5-0, five submissions. The last girl, Maisha Tate, lasted 4 minutes and 57 seconds with her, and that was longer than all of her prior four opponents had lasted. She's an armbar submission expert. She's a judo expert. She gets you in these moves, and she either rips your cartilage apart or she breaks your bones. Okay, and I think that, unlike some other radio commentators, I think this will be an outstanding main event for television, for network television, for Fox TV, to have Ronda Rousey in the main event. I think that would be less like an incredible evening. I think it would draw record numbers. I think the MMA numbers. There are more women in this country than there are men. And we've got a lot of men from 18 to 34 and 18 to 50, okay, watching the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, okay? You add the female factor to that, I would say it's probably about 15 to 18%. Maybe about 15%. Maybe 18 to 20% of the UFC crowd is female, okay? You put Ronda Rousey in a UFC main event on Fox TV. I'm not talking about FX cable. I'm not talking about any cable affiliates. I'm not talking about pay-per-view. But you put her on a Fox card on Fox television. You advertise her as a main event. You let her do her own promos. She can do them better than anybody I know. She does great promos. She does great stand-up. As I said, she's beautiful. And she can fight. Put all these things together. We've never had this before in mixed martial arts. We've had some manly-looking women that could fight that we suspected were taking steroids because they looked like they needed to shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I could be talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, who is currently suspended until November after testing positive for steroids last November in a fight in San Diego, California, which was ruled a no contest. Okay? And there's a lot to, you know, steroids seems to be the thing of, how can I put it? It's like everybody's doing them, supposedly. Everybody's looking for some type of an edge, okay? And they're willing to go that extra 9 yards and take cycles of steroids and then get off them. So I'm all for this random, I mean, if I was the UFC, and I know they're going to start implementing this, but just random drug testing. I mean, even if you don't have a fight for 3 months, they'll call you in. You know, we don't care if you tested positive for marijuana, that's a big deal. But, you know, we're worried about performance-enhancing drugs. We're not talking about some mild, benign recreational drug. We're talking about steroids. We're talking about, you know, EPO. We're talking about human growth hormone, which they don't really have a test for. They tell me they do. Some people tell me they don't. It's 50-50 down the middle as to whether they do or don't. But this drug thing has just got to go. And Ronda's all natural. Natural bust. No implants. Like girls that used to box. I want to mention one girl in particular used to box. Christy Martin, of course, I mentioned in the boxing hour that her husband shot and stabbed her in 2010. He got 25 years in jail this week. He's 68 years old. What do you bet he sort of dies in jail? Anyway, but you know, she was the queen of women's boxing, and she supported Mike Tyson and Julio Cesar Chavez in the secondary bouts on a lot of those cards, okay, when she was in the position to headline cards herself. I think on Showtime and on pay-per-view, I think she could have done it. She had the numbers following her. She was the rage. And I think that Ronda Rousey would become the rage because she's an actual female. She's not taking any drugs. She doesn't look all pumped up. Okay, she is the real deal, folks. And she goes August 18th. And they tell me at the UFC, they tell me that I will have her on the show in the next couple weeks. Her schedule is kind of crazy. Anyway, that Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez fight, it was going to happen in Toronto on September the 22nd, but that's off. As I said, it looks like it might be going to November in Macau or maybe even Rio de Janeiro. Macau, having been there, having televised the first boxing match in the history of the country and since 1949 in China, actually. We went to Beijing, China, did the first show in 1993, went back to China and Macau in 1994. Of course, Macau was then a Portuguese province. It wasn't actually the Chinese mainland. Now it is. Okay, so Steve Wynn, all these capitalists have got their hotels over there. So I guess the Communist Party is, yeah, they sort of lightened up a little bit as far as the money's concerned, as far as people making money. I remember being in China. One of my most unique experiences was I could count. And evidently, a lot of the people that went to China with me couldn't count because you bought your money, believe it or not, you bought your money on the black market when you were in China. Because if you went to the money exchange, they gave you like 7 yuan. That's what they call a Chinese dollar, a yuan. They give you like 7 yuan to the dollar, okay? If you go to the black market, they give you like 9 or 10. So where are you going to go? And there are black market guys in every hotel lobby, okay? And then they take you up to your room or they take you somewhere, they meet you somewhere, and they do a quick change with you. And a lot of times they get over on you. I'm not going to mention him. Anyway, a noted referee in Southern California. A noted referee in Southern California. I was debating as to whether dogging him on the radio and mentioning his name. But he was taken upstairs to his room by this member of the black market, and they gave him like $50 worth of yuan for like $600 in cash. So they got over on him. But for the most part, if you can count, you got it going on. But you have to buy your money in China from the black market, because if you don't, you lose a third. I mean, a third, folks. It increases your buying power a third. And everybody I know that was there, everybody bought their money on the black market. So China, Macau, I don't know if it's changed much in the 15 years since I've been there. I went back there one other time. But the bottom line is Macau was nothing but a bunch of casinos, an ugly beach, and a bunch of Portuguese-style houses with little brick roads and things like that, little tiny alleys where cars couldn't fit in and where people could only walk. Of course, that's where Muhammad Ali and I went to that orphanage. And, of course, I often talk about that, but that orphanage we went to over there for disfigured kids, because in China, you know, if you're a boy, you're already in trouble. But if you're a boy and you're, like, disabled, like missing a foot or don't have a hand or an arm or something like that, you just actually, you're literally thrown in the gutter. That's what they do. They throw them in the gutter. And there's one Catholic nun that we met over there in Macau. She took together all these kids, brought all these kids together. And, of course, she was feeding them and taking care of them. And we went into a room. And, I mean, it's just, you didn't cry at first. But when I was on the bus leaving with Muhammad Ali, I was in tears. And, you know, I mean, my eyes were watering. And he said, "What's up?" And I said, "So that was too much." He goes, "Don't worry about it. We left like $600 with him, which was enough money to buy food," she said, "for like a year." Can you imagine that? Back in 1994, $600 buying food for 20 kids for a year. Holy cow, huh? That's Macau. But that was the stories of my travels around the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Looks like there will be an October 13th show in Rio de Janeiro for the UFC, and Jose Aldo will be in the main event. Of course, he is the ailing featherweight champion? Yeah, featherweight champion. Of course, he was supposed to take on, take that back. Dominic Cruz was supposed to take on Uriah Faber, and that didn't happen. And then Uriah Faber's fight was moved to July 7th, and that was pulled and now moved to July 21st in Calgary, Canada, because they're having all these injuries. These guys in the gym, they're going 200 miles an hour, okay? You've got high intensity training going on. You've got guys not giving a you-know-what about getting hurt, just going out there and trying to get in the best shape of their life, okay, and not taking the necessary precautions. So I'm told that Dana White, the president of the UFC, went into the various gyms and got the different fighters together and told these guys, "You know what, man, there's too many guys getting hurt in training here. We need to chill out a little bit," okay, and hopefully they'll listen, because if they don't, half the UFC is becoming Georges St. Pierre. He's coming back. That looks like that'll be probably in October, up there in Calgary, Canada. I'll take that back. Ontario. They're trying to, believe it or not, did you know that MMA is illegal in Canada? They get these special exemptions, okay? But everywhere but Vancouver, they can hold them in the big cities, okay? But there's not really a law anywhere in Canada that legalizes mixed martial arts. In Vancouver, BC, they won't even allow it, won't even entertain it. Seriously. So they're trying to push something through the Canadian upper echelon of the government right now in order to legalize the world of mixed martial arts. Man, one of the biggest countries in the world, probably number two in the world when it comes to popularity in the world of mixed martial arts, is Canada. And believe it or not, it's not really legal there. They sort of do it. That's a little bit of a gray area. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Jeff Miancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Of course, this is the MMA hour. We air each and every Saturday at noon Pacific time. Of course, you can check us out for the Ring Talk Boxing and MMA Wrap, which is the wrap-up on Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on many of these same stations. Of course, live worldwide on the internet at ringtalk.com, live worldwide on the cable radio network, Channel 2, live worldwide on the Armed Forces Network. I want to say hello out there, of course, the July 4th weekend, upcoming Independence Day, and all that stuff to our great troops serving us around the pond, around the world. Brock Lesnar, you've seen him at UFC events of late, and of course, he has a contract with the World Wrestling Entertainment right now, and I think it's for like 36 dates or 32 dates, and he's fulfilled something like 17 or 18 of them by now. So he's only got 14 dates left with the World Wrestling Entertainment as far as his contract concerned. So he's been trying to tease, he's been trying to use the UFC as leverage, because, you know, he's a big draw still, no question about it. But trying to use him as leverage back and forth, I guess, to get a better deal with the World Wrestling Entertainment. He's trying to twist Vince McMahon's arm. Not a smart thing to do, not even if you're Brock Lesnar. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. The Ring Talk Boxing and MMA Show begins at 11 a.m. Pacific time each Saturday. The Ring Talk MMA and Boxing Show combined on Sunday begins at 11 a.m. as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. My fantastic producer is Scott Cuddy, and you are my fantastic listeners. Thank you so much.